From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. In a ceremony that Kenya's government warned would be treason, opposition leader Raila Odinga was sworn in as the people's president Tuesday. Jeff Custer has more.
It was a mock inauguration protesting President Uhuru Kenyatta's new term after months of deadly election turmoil. The government cut live transmissions by the country's top three TV channels as a crowd of thousands gathered at Nairobi Park for the event. The Kenya Editors Guild said in a statement that Kenyatta had, quote, expressly threatened to shut down and revoke the licenses of any media house that aired live broadcasts. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Southern Yemeni separatists have taken control of a port city of Aden after 2 days of fighting, according to residents. They're confining the internationally recognized government of President Abed Rabu Mansour Hadi to the presidential palace. Fighting between southern separatists backed by the United Arab Emirates against forces loyal to Saudi-based President Hadi risk crippling their once united campaign against the Iran-aligned Houthi movement in Yemen's north. U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to highlight a strong economy and call for bipartisan action on immigration as he gives the State of the Union speech Tuesday night. White House officials said President Trump will discuss jobs, the economy, and tax reform, as well as call on lawmakers to approve his trillion-dollar infrastructure plan. Several Democrats will give shorter response speeches after the president finishes his address. The Voice of America will provide complete coverage of the State of the Union beginning Wednesday at 0145 Universal Time. You can also follow Voice of America on social media for pictures and video. This is VOA News. North Korea has canceled a joint cultural performance with South Korea scheduled for February 4th. Grace Lee has more.
The North says South Korean media are to blame. They claim the media encouraged, quote, insulting sentiment among the public in South Korea and mocked what Pyongyang calls sincere efforts for next month's Winter Games. It's unclear which reports were at fault, but the North says it has no choice but to cancel the event, which was set for Sunday. Seoul says the North's cancellation was very regrettable and has stressed Pyongyang should uphold its end of agreements made in ongoing talks.
That was reporter Grace Lee.
Donald Timms.
The Speaker of Catalonia's parliament postponed a vote Tuesday to formally re-elect ousted President Carles Puigdemont into office, delaying his controversial comeback bid. Roger Torrent defended Puigdemont's right to be re-elected by Catalan lawmakers despite a court ban on after separatist parties won a majority in December elections, and the former regional leader was officially nominated as a candidate for the presidency. Puigdemont, who left for Belgium shortly after Catalonia's parliament declared independence in October, faces arrest if he returns to Spain. The U.S. Treasury Department has released a congressionally mandated list of Russian politicians and business figures who are close to President Vladimir Putin's government, along with their relationship to top leaders and their net worth. A bill President Trump reluctantly signed into law last August required his administration to impose sanctions on anyone who engages in a sufficient transaction with the defense or intelligence sectors of the Russian government. Democrats criticized the president for not imposing new sanctions. Cambodia's Supreme Court Tuesday denied bail for Australian filmmaker James Rickardson, accused of spying for a foreign state, in a short statement before the suspect arrived at the court. Michael Brown reports.
Rickardson was arrested in June last year after he flew a drone over a campaign rally for the Cambodian National Rescue Party. After 6 days of detention, he was charged with the offense of endangering national defense. If convicted, under Cambodia's espionage and treason laws, the 68-year-old could be imprisoned for up to 10 years. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
A new report paints a bleak picture of U.S. efforts to secure Afghanistan. Some 16 years have passed since the U.S. invaded the country following the September 11 terrorist attacks. U.S. involvement in Afghanistan now amounts to the longest conflict in American history, but the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction says the recent onslaught in U.S. military attacks has failed to increase the Afghan government's control over its population. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.